Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 29th, 2018. Today is World Stroke Day, aiming to underscore the serious nature and high rates of stroke, raise awareness of the prevention and treatment of the condition, and ensure better care and support for survivors. An interactive map on the internet, which warns in real time of the deployment of Berlin police, is causing a stir in the capital. The police union warns of life-threatening consequences for civil servants and citizens if operations are made public. The CDU demands an immediate deletion of the site. Responsible for the so-called cop map is the artist and hacktivist collective Peng. So far, the collective's actions have been more of a satire with a serious background. For example, they entered the Cinema for Peace gala in 2015 in polar bear costumes to demonstrate against environmental destruction. In the same year, they hijacked the headquarters of the Vattenfall Energy Company in Berlin. At a staged press conference, they promised to phase out coal energy and make a 100% switch to renewable energy. Several media outlets fell for the report and spread it as a real decision of the company. The new project CopMap is a reaction to the new police force law, which is currently only applied in Bavaria and controversially discussed. It grants investigators extensive powers as well as completely suspicion-independent control and monitoring mechanisms. For Peng spokeswoman Nina Loos, the map is a sign to, quote, resist the beginnings, as no one knows whether other federal states will take Bavaria as an example. In addition, there are, quote, fundamental downsides to the institution of the police, such as racist tendencies or violent attacks, which one must rebel. To initiate a discussion, Peng created the cop map. This is a step too far for some. Trade union representatives of the police, for example, fear that it can be dangerous for the life and limb of all concerned if the preparations for sovereign measures become known in advance. Burkhard Dregger, chairman of the CDU parliamentary group, would like to have, quote, the hate portal banned, stating that, quote, it plays into the hands of chaotic people and criminals because they get an overview in real time of where service personnel are in action. Peng spokeswoman Nina Loos admitted that CopMap can be abused, like many things on the internet. And of course, the, quote, possible dangers of the website had also been discussed in advance. But at the same time, for example, no one wants to ban the internet, though weapons, drugs, and child pornography are sold through it. Loos is also convinced that criminals will not rely on such a tool like CopMap. Should the site be successfully adopted in the next few weeks, it could be further developed. An app with which police officers can be reported simply by pressing a button is also in discussion. The Peng activists are not afraid of a deletion of the page. They have consulted with a lawyer who compares the service to announcing speed cameras on the radio, which is absolutely legal. Violence has killed a woman and severely injured several men over the weekend. In Gesundbrunnen, a poker match in a cafe got out of hand. Around 3 o'clock on Saturday, the dispute was carried out onto the street, where witnesses saw a large number of people attack each other with objects such as axes, hammers, and baseball bats. Shots were also fired. The police found a seriously injured 39-year-old man and woman with gunshot wounds in front of the restaurant. She later died in hospital. According to reports, a reference to the biker scene was assumed, but the police have not made any official statements so far. The investigations of the homicide department are in full swing. Another dispute on the same night escalated at the Görlitzer Park in Kreuzberg. Two young men suffered stab wounds during a fight with a larger group. According to a police spokeswoman, they received surgery in a hospital and are currently out of danger. The unknown perpetrator or perpetrators were apparently armed with a knife. The stabs on the 18 and 23-year-old men are considered attempted homicides. According to initial findings, the 23-year-old had gotten into a dispute with the group at the park entrance on Falkensteinstrasse. Per police, the 18-year-old interfered to help the 23-year-old. The group of about 8 perpetrators fled in the direction of Oppelnerstrasse. The background to the dispute was initially unclear. Every Sunday, the Mauerpark becomes a playground for thousands of people. Berliners and tourists stroll through the flea market, watch karaoke shows, sit on the meadow, and dance to the music of the many bands and drummers. But not everybody likes the festival-like atmosphere. Inhabitants of the nearby buildings are increasingly annoyed by the loud music in the Mauerpark. They complain about the, quote, penetrating drum noise deep into the night, and the electronically amplified music. A Mauerpark citizen initiative distributed flyers stating that, quote, despite all the liveliness and community, residents with their families and children must also have the right to a Sunday without a party, and to rest and sleep in the evening and night hours. The flyer encourages residents to complain to the Pankow Public Order Office and the police about the loud music. In the past weeks, more complaints than usual have arrived at the responsible city councilman, Daniel Kruger, for the AfD. It is not forbidden in Berlin to make music in public, but musicians who play with amplifiers need a special permit. Making music is usually not permitted in parks and green areas, but the district has tolerated the musicians in the Mauerpark for years, as it's part of the special atmosphere. The only officially approved events are Joe Hachiban's karaoke shows. 23 events per year are currently permitted. A maximum of 60 would be legally possible, but this would contradict the residents' need for peace and quiet, according to the district. City Councilor Kruger says that his authority cannot carry out regular checks on Sundays due to a lack of staff. But Sunday a week ago, employees of the Public Order Office and the police took away the instruments and amplification equipment of several musicians. They were also reported for a misdemeanor. According to City Councilor Kruger, the musicians come from all over the world to perform in the Mauerpark and often have no residence in Germany. Therefore, the Public Order Office lacks a delivery address to send citations. Finnish songwriter Laura Hu understands the complaints of the locals, but at the same time, she wants Mauerpark to stay a safe place for the next generation of street musicians. This is why she and other artists have founded the Save Mauerpark initiative and protested against the ban on playing on Sundays to create a, quote, sustainable street music culture. The musicians want to discuss all questions and problems with the local residents. On November 6th, residents and musicians will have the opportunity to do so at the Mauerpark Roundtable, which will meet for the second time. Politicians and local authorities are expected to participate as well. First ideas already exist. For example, Pankow's district mayor, Soren Ben of the Left, suggests reserving certain areas of the park for cultural purposes. Stating, as Mauerpark is a symbol for Berlin, one cannot abolish one of the city's last great playgrounds. To react to the residents' complaints, the district will carry out noise measurements. City Councilor Kruger also wants to allow music making in designated areas. A compromise must be found. He says that next year, every Sunday, contact persons for the authorities will be on location. For this, there must be support from the Senate. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.